I spent the day at the Great Zimbabwe University, where I was actually celebrating together with the law students and the media students at a moment where we are marking the 19th World Press Freedom Day, under the theme, of course, the theme is in tandem with what the government is doing, media for democracy, journalism and elections in times of disinformation. So this is actually coinciding well with what, as a government, we are doing. I am actually happy that the Great Zimbabwe University is putting a lot of work to make sure that at least they bridge the gap between training, just training a media student in class, and also what actual real-life radio broadcasting, which is out there. So this is a very good, it was a groundbreaking project at the Great Zimbabwe University, and I felt it was important that I celebrate such an important day together with them at a public lecture. And that establishment of a campus radio is actually timely an answer to growing from the media industry for specialized institutional training of broadcasters. So we are actually as a government, and we are working together to make sure that this kind of initiatives can actually be replicated in many of our universities.
Government critics are saying the government is not moving fast enough, Honorable Mutango, when it comes to reforming laws such as IPA.
I want to assure everyone out there that the ministry, since I was given this job, we've been working hard on the processes, all the processes which needs to be done for our Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe to start issuing licenses. And I want to assure you that very soon in the nearest future, you start seeing licenses being issued. We have been working on the processes to make sure that, according to the laws of the country, to make sure that when that happens, nobody will complain of being shortchanged. We want to make sure that every process is followed and those who deserve to be given licenses are given. This is precisely what we have been working at.
How about reforming media laws such as IPA that many say are repressive?
That we have been working for, those who have been following up on the back on cabinet, I'm sure you are aware that we have already taken the principles of what we did as a ministry. We unbundled IPA and came up with three bills, and this is the Media Commission Bill and also the Protection of Personal Information Bill and Data Protection. These are the three bills which we will soon be taking to Parliament. At least all the principles have been approved by Cabinet and ZITOC right now. Our drafters are completing. As soon as that is finished, we will be taking this to Parliament so that they can be passed as law. We are working hard on the reforms. We certainly mean what we are talking about. When our government's mantra is Zimbabwe is open for business, it's truly so. Zimbabwe is open for business. We are moving on and opening up airwaves. We are moving on licensing community radios. We are moving on of making sure that we give diversity to our people who deserve it. Because, I mean, it's time our people should be able to watch whatever television. If they are interested in the educational television, they do watch that. If they are interested in sports, they do watch that. This is what we want to provide to our people, and that's what we are working towards.